That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is to Lord.
Jesus Christ, God damn it!
We'll be singing this to whom?
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane.
WMFO Medford.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
But you're not alone, Arthur. Haven't you noticed? I've been with you all the time. Who gave you the sword? Who made you king? Who helped you find a quest? Sure, I've been off stage for far too long. But we had that great lounge number in Act One. And oh, we do scat great together. No, no, I'm no patsy. But I'm here to help you. And I always have been.
And you really want me?
More than ever.
Twice in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low. And ends up with a kiss. Oh, this is the scene that ends like this.
Find the Grail, Arthur, and when you do, I'll be there waiting for you. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Tonight on Who Cares, we examine the frontiers of surgery, and with us is the international financier and surgeon, Reg LeCrisp, and his most successful patient to date, the elephant, Mr. George Humphreys. Mr. LeCrisp, the surgery on Mr. Humphreys is truly remarkable, but why an elephant?
Well, that was just a stroke of luck, really. An elephant's trunk became available after a road accident, and Mr. Humphreys happened to be walking past the hospital at the time.
And what was Mr. Humphreys' reaction to the transplant of the elephant's organs?
Surprise, at first, then later shock, and deep anger and resentment. But his family were marvellous. They helped pull him through.
How long was he in hospital?
Well, he spent the first 3 weeks in our intensive care unit, and then 8 weeks in the zoo.
I see. Is Mr. Humphreys now able to lead a fairly normal life?
No. Oh, no, no. No, he still has to wash himself in a rather special way. He can only eat buns, and he's not allowed on public transport. But I feel these are very minor problems.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider the very sophisticated surgery which Mr. Humphreys has undergone. I mean, each of those feet he's got now weighs more than his whole body did before the elephantoplasty, and the tusks and
Some years ago, you were the centre of a controversy, both from your own medical colleagues and from the church, when you grafted a pederast onto an Anglican bishop.
Well, that's the ignorance of the press, if I may say so. We've done thousands of similar operations, it's just that this time there was a bishop involved. I wish I could have more bishops.
Is lack of donors a problem?
There just aren't enough accidents. It's unethical and time-consuming to go out and cause them. So we're having to rely on whatever comes to hand. Chairs, tables, floor cleaning equipment, drying up racks, pieces of pottery, and these do pose almost insurmountable surgical problems. What I'm sitting on, in fact, is one of our more successful attempts. This is Mrs. Dudley. She had little hope of survival. She'd lost interest in life, but along came this very attractive mahogany frame, and now she's a jolly comfortable Chesterfield.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Oh, excuse me.
It is the dawn of time. This earth we know so well is a smouldering, inhospitable wilderness. No plants grow. No creature can survive. The hard, implacable rocks that form our mountain ranges are being crushed and folded by forces which will take millions of years to shape them. These are the forces. This is the power that drives the hand that drinks Treadmill, the mighty lager with the world's first great taste of fish.
Bishop, don't say of fish. Don't say of fish at the end. It doesn't mean anything.
No, I see. Fine. No of fish, right?
Yes, just go from these are the forces.
Right, right.
I'll give you a green.
Pardon?
I'll give you a green light.
Oh, right. Thank you.
These are the forces. This is the power that drives the band, that drinks...
Hand.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Sorry, can't think what came over me.
We'll start again.
What?
We'll start again, Bishop. Same old place.
Right.
These are the forces. This is the power that drives the hand that drinks Treadmill, the mighty lager with the world's first great taste of fish.
Oh, it's not damn. Sorry.
All right, just a moment.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. I remembered the hand, but forgot the...
Yes.
Andre?
Yeah?
Can we edit out the of fish?
Difficult.
Good.
Well, that's fine, thank you.
All right, was it?
Marvellous.
Terribly sorry about the silly slip. What came over me?
Who is he?
Bishop of Leicester, I think.
Well, why couldn't we get Bath and Wells?
He's doing frozen peas for Nigel.
Lucky bastard, he's so good.
Have you seen the Bishop of Worcester? Marvellous, he did an entire snippety-dippity gift catalogue promo on one ski.
Shh, here she comes.
How was it, all right?
Marvellous.
Excellent.
Doctrinally, a bit of a mess.
Sorry?
Well, all the stuff about the dawn of time, the rocks developing over millions of years, you know, not quite A1 theory with our lot, you know?
Well, it's only a commercial.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm not criticising. It's just, not quite the creation as we see it.
Well, goodbye.
Good. Fine, and the cheque will be...
With your agent on Tuesday, Bishop.
Marvellous, thank you so much. Oh, and sorry about the old fish. You'll be able to remove that, will you?
Yes, we can move that.
Oh, good. Marvellous what you can do these days.
Yes, indeed.
Well, toodle-pip.
Right, oh, darling, you'll be home about 8:30. No, I'm not going to bite. Beethoven's gone, but his music lives on, and Mozart don't go shopping no more. You'll never meet Liszt or Brahms again, and Elgar doesn't answer the door. Schubert and Chopin used to chuckle and laugh whilst composing a long symphony. But 150 years later, there's very little of them left to see. They're decomposing composers, there's nothing much anyone can do. You can still hear Beethoven, but Beethoven cannot hear you. Handel and Haydn and Rachmaninoff enjoyed a nice drink with their meal. But nowadays no one will serve them, and their gravy is left to congeal. Verdi and Wagner delighted the crowds with their highly original sound. The pianos they played are still working, but they're both 6 feet underground. They're decomposing composers, there's less of them every year. You can say what you like to Debussy, but there's not much of him left to hear. Claude Achille Debussy died 1918. Christoph Willibald Gluck died 1787. Karl Maria von Weber, not at all well, 1825, died 1826. Giacomo Meyerbeer, still alive, 1863, not still alive, 1864. Modest Mussorgsky, 1880, going to parties, no fun anymore, 1881. Johann Nepomuk Hummel, chatting away 19 to the dozen with his mates down a pub every evening, 1836. 1837, nothing.
Hesitantly, reluctantly, Helen slipped out of a slim, tight-waisted waspy and stood naked in the moonlight before me. Somewhere a clock chimed three. An owl hooted in the nearby copse. No wind stirred the casement window as she stood in the pale, translucent light on the Persian carpet. A minute passed. Then another. Then another minute. Then another minute passed. Then another minute passed. And another. A further minute passed quickly, followed by another minute, when suddenly a different minute passed, followed by another different minute, and another, and yet another further different minute. A minute passed. I glanced at my watch. It was a minute past. This was it. A minute passed. After a moment, another minute passed. I waited a minute while a minute passed quickly past, and then a minute which seemed to last an hour but was only a minute passed.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you moralize when I'm between your thighs. You blow me away.
Not even if you hear the sound of a thud from my home, and 1 week later, there's a smell coming from there that can only be a decaying human body. And you have to hold a hanky to your face because the stench is so thick that you think you're gonna faint. Even then, don't come knocking.
You're listening to Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford. It smells like time travel. Yeah.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. Getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
It's me, Dave. Open up, man. I got the stuff.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up, I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up, I think the cops saw me come in here.
What the hell? Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw
me.
Dave's not here.
Dave, now will you open up the door?
Dave's not here!
There we go. It's, smells like time travel. It's Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. I was out for 6 weeks, yeah, had knee surgery. It was horrible. God, it was horrible. It was like all these nooks and crannies that you got on you that you don't really realize until you can't touch them anymore. And then you're like, wait, what do I do? It's crazy. You got to have somebody clean you up. It's crazy. It was like a little baby. It was like me being a little baby again. It was nuts. Anyway, time travel. I usually do. And I'm going to do some kind of Thanksgiving show. I'm going to do something next week. Maybe I'll do story time next week. Sometimes I do stories. I'm a storyteller. I'll do story time. I'll read kids' stories. I might do that next week. Or I might do the movie show. I usually do movie show every now and then. Watch This. I did quite a few episodes of that last year, and then I retired it and brought back time travel. And this is sort of time travel. This smells like time travel, not quite time travel. It's more a Chris Earle experience. You get a little comedy, you get a little rock and roll, and you get a tribute to pigs. Another theme. You'll have another theme in there. Like I had a little Monty Python block in there. Had a pig block. And I'm going to do a block of a band called The Sweet. They were a glam band in the 70s, and they were fantastic. And there were a few really, really big songs and a couple other minor hits. And then all of a sudden, they all went their different ways. And it's kind of sad. The main singer, he died at 51. He had a total of like 14 heart attacks. It was crazy. The guy just had heart attack after heart attack from just really hard drinking. He drank the spirits. They like to say the spirits. He drank the spirits. He used to drink beer. Then he was drinking a whole lot of spirits. And the band broke up, and they literally made like three or four different bands called The Suite with the different band members basically taking their name and calling it The Suite. Anyway, I'm going to play a little Suite for you, or The Suite, both known as The Suite or Suite back in the 70s. And they had a couple of things in the 80s, but for the most part, they were in the mid to late 70s, and they were a fantastic band. So today, here on Smells Like Time Travel, I'm going to do four songs by Suite. Here you go. First one, it's Little Willie here on Smells Like Time Travel.
Oh,
doing a little mini block to a band called The Sweet, which was one of the great glam rock bands of our time. They were active from 68 to 81. You could read about them, of course, on the Wikipedia. They were also considered bubblegum rock and also hard rock. Their acts were also known as, other than Sweet and The Sweet, they were known as The Sweet Shop. And then, like I said, all the members' bands, Andy Scott Sweet, Steve Priest Sweet, and Brian Connolly, who was the lead singer's Sweet. And they were also known as New Sweet. It's almost like that Monty Python Rock Notes when they change the band's name 25 times. But, like I said, some great hits, and then all of a sudden they broke up, which was a shame. And Brian Connolly had like 15 heart attacks. It's crazy. And he just was a mess. Just started drinking, and, you know, he lived the rock and roll life. But they never get enough. I don't think any glam band, other than Bowie maybe, really gets enough credit. Glam rock was pretty amazing stuff. And I've done a full tribute show to that on Time Travel in the past. But if we can do this little mini block of this band here today, I'll play two more for you from The Sweet, and then we'll get back to some other things here on Smells Like Time Travel, the Chris Earl Experience here on WMFO in Medford.
so hard living with the things you do to me. Uh-huh. My things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see.
One.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack. And it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, fire on the money. It'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call your love. When you appear, there's nothing left in you. Uh-huh.
Now the man at the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's one. She could kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh, yeah, it was electric.
This little mini block of the suite for you. And like I said, one of the great glam rock bands of all time. If you want to learn more about them, of course, you can go on the Wikipedia and listen to the best of the suite. I just thought that was some cool stuff and figured I'd bring that back here today with me here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. I haven't been around for 6 weeks. I missed the Halloween show. I missed my birthday show and some other things like that. But that's all right. We moved on. We were out of commission. Now we were back in commission again. I call myself KE 2.0. How's that? DJ KE 2.0. It's the DJ KE 2.0 show. I think I'm going to play a little Can-Can. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to play a little Can-Can. It's not ready. It's not ready. Why would anything go swimmingly on my trip back? I thought I was doing great. I'm like, wow, I'm full. I'm going on all thrusters today. And then nope. Not the sharpest knife in the draw after all. Here's a little Can-Can. I was just going to do the Can-Can. Maybe I should just skip it. No, I like this one. I used to dance to this when I left work every day. Should do this tomorrow. Leave work like this with the can-can. Yeah. Like throw the finger at your boss. Grab a couple of co-workers. Go out boozing. Great way to leave work. Anyway, that's the can-can. Because we can-can here on WMFO in Medford. That's pretty clever. Going to do some stuff about a shark right now. Yeah.
We're also planning to bring in some experts from the Oceanographic Institute on the mainland. Only 24 hours.
I didn't agree to that.
Only 24 hours.
24 hours is like 3 weeks.
Y'all know me. Know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. Not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. I don't bring back the tourists. I'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for $3,000, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10,000. And you gotta make up your minds. You wanna stay alive and ante up? You wanna play it cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Quint. We'll take it under advisement.
Mr. Mayor, Chief, ladies and gentlemen,
That's pretty awesome. That's the Dub Club remix of Jaws by John Williams, of course. Smells like time travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. The Chris Earle Experience will be back next week. It's going to be the Chris Earle Experience. I'm going to play some comedy for you. I'm going to have a little mini block of a band you may or may not have heard before. And I'm going to jump around and just play a bunch of music that I like. That will be back next week. And I think I might even do a story and some other clips and stuff from movies. So it smells like time travel, but it's the experience. It's the Chris Earle Experience next week on Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. only on WMFO here in Medford. I'm going to do two more for you. And I believe Mr. Derek Gary will be in here at 7 p.m. as he normally is. I'm going to play a rather longer one for my final thing today, but I'm going to play you another clip by the number one. At least many consider him the number one. And in case of today, yeah, he's number one.
Sir, on behalf of us all, we thank you. And now I take it that you are prepared to meet number one. Follow me, if you would be so kind. Sir.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me. Song, James.
My time travelers, a little Elvis Presley there for you, of course. I'm going to leave you with this one. I've been watching The Watchmen, and it's not really what I expected. I kind of like it, and I kind of hate it. But this last song I love, and I've listened to this a number of times, and they use this as the first chapter of The Watchmen. They name one of the lyrics of this Bob Dylan song. They name the chapter number one in The Watchmen. At midnight, all the agents. It's Desolation Row. I'm going to close you out with here. But yeah, Watchmen, it's kind of okay. Episode 3 was great. But my Watchmen, the comic book, it wasn't about racial tensions. And I'm like, what is going on here? Anyway, I'm hoping that they clean it up and the last 5 episodes are good. But it's worth watching. I think it's worth watching. And I heard Mandalorian's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. I haven't bought the Disney Plus, but I'm going to check that out. I've been mostly watching so many movies and TV over the last month. I'm just ready to go out and start doing a whole bunch of outside stuff again. So it's nice to be back here in the studio. It was a bitch to get up the stairs. It's going to be tough to get down, but I made it in here for you. At least give me that. So Chris Earle, see you next week, 5 to 7 p.m. Time travel I normally do. It's going to be the Chris Earle experience for the rest of the year. And I'm going to do a Thanksgiving show and a Christmas show and a New Year's show. And, you know, it's just nice to be back in the studio and it's nice to be healthy again. Take care of your health because when it's gone, man, it's gone. And you are screwed. And you better have somebody around in your life to help you out or you are in trouble. And thanks to all my family and friends for sticking with me through all of this. Anyway, see you next week, everybody. Here's Desolation Row. Time travel with Chris Searle every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. or the Chris Searle experience or whatever I'm going to do. All I know is I'll be here, Chris Searle, 5 to 7 p.m. next week. Take it easy, everybody. WMFO in Medford.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles. And puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. And someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady even taking all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. Going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking in to D. disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." Can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current alert of former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking. Now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're